This holiday weekend, Christmas carolers are making stops at nursing homes and hospitals to cheer up sick and elderly patients. And this week in the San Francisco Bay Area, some carolers also brought Silent Night to a place where there's not much to sing about, San Quentin Prison. From member station KQED, Scott Schaefer reports.
Dottie Archuleta has been Christmas caroling at San Quentin Prison for years. This week, she and more than 100 other church volunteers mingled with inmates in the prison chapel. They sipped coffee and snacked on salted nuts. It's a surprisingly casual atmosphere, given that this is home to people like Scott Peterson, who killed his pregnant wife, Lacey, 4 years ago. Dottie Archuleta isn't fazed.
Many people, they don't understand how we can come in here when those doors shut. Aren't you afraid? And, you know, I thought I would be, but I'm not.
Still, a first-time visitor might be a bit unsettled when a prison official lays out the evening's ground rules.
If you see an inmate, then they're saying hello to you, or they'll say all kinds of things. Do not walk off and talk to these people without someone. We need to stay in the group together.
With that, the carolers file out of the chapel into a prison courtyard. The carolers stand facing a building whose residents include members of the notorious Aryan Brotherhood. Nearby, prison guard Chad Morales describes the men inside as the worst of the worst at San Quentin.
From my point of view, these guys are their one of their goals to kill one of us. So it's a different mind frame inside there.
The carolers, some wearing red Santa hats, move along past huge walls with barbed wire and sentry posts with armed guards. Then they're guided into a dimly lit building with five floors of inmates. A few prisoners are standing outside their cells looking down over guardrails. Some are waving or singing along. Others just look amused or indifferent. Suddenly, an inmate tosses a shoe from up high, striking caroler Amy Villasenor.
The shoe came flying down. It hit me on the bridge of the nose. It was just such a rude awakening from the state I was in. It hurt my feelings really badly. I kind of started to cry.
With that, the singing ends, and the carolers are herded out of the cell block and toward a sign reading Condemned Row. There, they pick back up. Inside these walls are the likes of Richard Allen Davis, murdered 12-year-old Polly Klass in 1993, and Richard Ramirez, the so-called night stalker murderer who terrorized Los Angeles in the mid-80s. Listening nearby is inmate Jesse Lee. He's been in San Quentin for 6 years for a drug conviction. Lee says even criminals deserve a little holiday cheer.
It's a blessing to have someone that cares for us and cares for those that are, most of the guys don't get visits anymore, so this is like a visit for them at Christmas time. To keep them and let them know that people love them and just keep holding the faith that there is hope for a change.
As the singing ends, many of the carolers say they'll be back next year, including the woman who got hit by the shoe. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.